Bad Show. 1-800-544-9294 is the number. Hi, you made it through. What you cooking?
Hi. I have a little dilemma I could use some advice on.
Sure. What's that, little miss?
I'm happily married, and we have a couple of friends that we thought were happily married.
Yes?
Lately, the man in the marriage will call me on the telephone. Like, there's nothing sexual or physical going on.
Yeah?
But he'll call me, like, on the phone and just want to talk and tell me about how lonely he is. And
my God, does he call you when your husband's there?
No.
He calls, like, in the daytime.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's trying to put the moves on you, isn't he?
That was my question.
Yeah, have you told your husband about this?
Yeah.
Now, what does your husband think?
He doesn't see anything wrong with it. He says, your friends, maybe he just needs to talk to someone.
Yeah.
This is real easy going, and we're very young, and I'm kind of naive, and
How old are you, little miss?
22.
And you married already, huh?
Yeah, and I have a small baby, too.
Wow, you sound like a little small baby yourself.
That's what most people say.
Yeah, people call you and say, can I speak to your mommy, please? And you say, I am the mommy.
You know, that happened to me.
Yeah.
That happens to me all the time, and I tell them, no, my mommy's dead.
Oh,
ask me if they can speak to my father, and I tell him no, he's dead too.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry, but I don't know if you ought to be that brutal about it.
And they had, it gets real old. Well, this one AT&T guy called me and asked me if they could speak to whoever was in charge.
Huh?
I said, well, the babysitter was, but I just killed her too.
Oh, my God, easy now, easy. You got a nice voice. Don't be upset when people do that. It's a nice voice. You should be happy.
Yeah, but they all tend to think I'm about six. But back to this other problem.
Yeah.
What should I do? I mean, I'm content in my marriage. I'm not looking for anything elsewhere.
Well, I here's what I think. I think that I think maybe your husband's off the mark here, and you're right. I think he's secretly wanting. He's got the. He hears that little voice. It probably turns him on. You know what I'm saying? And he talks to you, and he envisions intimacy. So the best thing you can do is get an answer machine, and that way you can screen the calls. You don't have to deal with it. That's the easy way. Because sooner or later, he's going to talk and say he wants to be out talking. The next thing you know, you're in a bar room somewhere, right? And he's like, oh, God, my wife never loved me. Can't you see that I love you? Can't you see that you're the one for me? Oh, God. You'll be like, Jesus, I just came out here to have a glass of wine with you, didn't I? Oh, glass of wine. Admit it. You want me as badly as I want you? I see the way you look at me. I haven't been looking at you that way. You could be dealing with a psycho here. I seen that look in your eye. What look am I? What look? There is no look. So, I say you got to nip this in the bud. You're happy with your marriage? Well, stay that way. I hate to say it, the men and women just aren't friends like that. It's just a fact of life. I mean, you hang out with your little girlfriend. Because he's saying, oh, I'm just lonely, I need someone to talk to. He's actually thinking he wants you. And the other way, sometimes women will say, oh, me and Joe are just friends. Yeah, if you knew what Joe was thinking. Yeah, I like to go see Joe when I'm upset because Joe listens to me. He really cares. Let me give you what you say and what Joe thinks, okay? You're out somewhere. And you're saying, oh, Joe, it's good to see you. And he says, yeah, good to see you too. But he's thinking, maybe I can get a cut of this thing tonight. So, Joe, let me tell you what happened with Bill. Oh, God, she's going to give me the Bill story again. Yeah, what happened with Bill anyway?
Oh, he's so cruel to me. He's so unthinking. And I was thinking, you know, if I'm going to go back to school, I really need some time of my own. But Bill won't give me any time of my own.
I wonder what she'd look like with all her clothing off.
I feel that his insensitivity, that's the thing. You know, I was always there for him when he was having family reunions. And I was always there for him when he had his traumas. And yet he was never there for me.
Maybe I can get her sloppy drunk and tonight will be the night.
He never remembered my birthday, and I always remembered him. I felt the relationship was one-sided.
I'd like to see one side of this bitch, and that's her bottom side.
And I felt like he was taking advantage of me, time and time again.
Oh, but I love to take advantage of her. Oh, Bill, what buttons do you gotta push to get a piece of this action? Huh? To get the mouth to shut and the legs to open.
And that's why I like you, Harry. Oh, Harry, are you paying attention? Oh, yeah, I am paying attention. Yeah, suppose that Bill did what to you?
I gotta write a letter to Bill. How the hell did he put up with this all these years?
So, anyway, it's so nice that we could get together. Frankly, you've been listening to me all these weeks and you've bought all these lunches. I'm starting to feel a certain intimacy with you, Harry.
Bingo!
matter of fact, I'd like to be alone with you.
I wonder if I can... Do you think I'll have to rent a hotel room, or can I just do her in the parking lot?
Well... Oh, God, Harry. Hold me. It's been so long since I've been held by a man.
Great. That thing should have a lot of snap left in it.
Oh, God, Harry. Kiss me. Kiss me now.
Sweet! Don't have to pay for the hotel. I'll zap her right in the parking lot.
Oh, God. You know, I've never done anything like this before.
Yeah, right, you hose bag.
I never really have made love in a vehicle in a in the back of a Binnigan's.
Come on. You got more fingerprints on your butt than the FBI's got on file.
Oh, this is wonderful. Take me. Take me. Oh, God. God, I can't believe I'm doing this. What did I have, two, three margaritas? God, I must be tight. Oh, that was wonderful. I know that you have an appointment at the office.
Yeah, she bought the old, I got an appointment to tend to story.
So I guess I'll let you run. I love you. Harry, did you hear me? I said I love you.
Yeah, I heard you, you seeping. Hey.
I love you too, sweetheart. That was very nice.
You'll call me? Yeah, of course. I'll call you.
Gotta get her out of the car before she starts leaving a stain.
Sweetheart, I don't want to keep you, because I know you've probably got things you want to do on your own, too. So, be in touch.
Mm-hmm. Hope she doesn't want a kiss on the lips after what she's just done.
Oh, goodbye. One final kiss.
Oh, gross. Ooh. How do women stand this on a regular basis?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
3 minutes.